The recent release of Brad Paisley's new album, Wheelhouse, was somewhat overshadowed by the instant controversy provoked by one of its songs, Accidental Racist, a duet co-written and performed by Paisley and LL Cool J. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the album and the song.
When your wheelhouse is the land of cotton, the first time you leave, it can be strange. It can be shocking. Not everybody drives a truck. Not everybody drinks sweet tea. Not everybody owns a gun and wears a ball cap, boots, and jeans. Not everybody goes to church or watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire.
Brad Paisley's Wheelhouse is yet another very good album from a singer, guitarist, songwriter who's made a bunch of them in a row now. It features a slew of shrewd songs about finding pleasure and comfort in a frequently unpleasant, uncomfortable world. The music includes a bone-cracking song about domestic violence written from a woman's point of view, one that praises Christian values from the point of view of a jealous skeptic, and one that samples the great Roger Miller as deftly as any hip-hop production.
On tables at Claire Bell's cafe. Now she's waiting on a bench for Johnny at the end of another hard day. Hey, hey, just got paid for washing all them cars. They ain't going to the movies and they ain't going to a bar. They're gonna pick up the cake. I'm gonna pick up the ice. And we're gonna show you how the experts kill us a Friday night.
This album, Wheelhouse, also features a song that has threatened to overshadow everything else on it, Accidental Racist, a Let's All Get Together collaboration between Paisley and LL Cool J. Its vexed subject is, as Paisley phrases it, the feeling of being, quote, caught between Southern pride and Southern blame. LL Cool J has taken his lumps for providing lines like, "Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood." Those who criticize Paisley accuse him of naivete to the point of stupidity. Those who criticize LL Cool J have tended to frame it as a sign of cheerful sellout, much like his co-starring in a mediocre yet big-hit TV show NCIS Los Angeles. But both accusations actually suggest the naivete of the hipper-than-thou.
To the man that waited on me at the Starbucks down on Main, I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinnerd fan. The red flag on my chest somehow is like the elephant in the corner of the south. And I just walked him right in the room. Just a proud rebel son with an old can of worms, looking like I got a lot to learn. But from my point of view, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like now. But not everything we've done, and it ain't like you and me can rewrite history.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me.
I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
The white man,
if you don't judge my new rag, I won't judge your red flag.
Accidental racist's biggest sin is that its well-meaning topples over into sentimentality too easily, and that its melody, something Paisley usually constructs with a firm complexity bolstered by his superb guitar playing, is here merely a languid loop designed to let the lyrics take precedence. Haters probably aren't aware of what one might call other message songs of Paisley's. He's particularly good at navigating sexual politics in older songs, such as The Pants and Waiting on a Woman, as well as politics, such as the song Welcome to the Future, which in 2009 reached out to country's conservative base with a full-throated argument for Barack Obama's vision of America in a way that very few artists in any genre could pull off. So forgive me and Paisley and LL Cool J if we all feel that a lot of the current criticism isn't merely misplaced, but itself naive. It's too bad Paisley felt it necessary to go on TV with Jay Leno and Ellen DeGeneres to do damage control for Accidental Racist. It further compounds the misguided notion that songs are primarily words set to music. Whereas this album as a whole, and indeed the rest of Paisley's career, does the more invigorating, valuable work of demonstrating that first-rate pop songs make those elements inextricable from each other and yield subtleties that neither slogans nor ridicule can touch.
Ken Tucker reviewed Brad Paisley's new album, Wheelhouse.